This is HPR episode 1812 entitled, Headphones, and a $2 Microphone. It is hosted by John Culp, and is about 20 minutes long. The summary is, I talk about my various headphones as I walk to my office.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Right, is it recording? It appears to be recording. I check the level, maybe bring the level down to 70. Okay, I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm gonna tuck my recorder into the little case. You still recording? Yep. Okay, so this is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana, and I'm gonna do a different sort of recording this morning. Dave Morris, among others, has said that he enjoyed hearing environmental sounds in recordings, and so I'm going to record an episode as I walk over to my office this morning. I'm leaving my house now and walking down to the end of the street where there's a big apartment complex. A few days ago we had an incident here. I think it was on Wednesday of last week. Some drunken loser blew through the stop sign and crashed his car right through the wall of the apartment on the end. This was about 2:30 in the morning. And when I woke up at about 5:30, I never heard the thing happen, but when I woke up at 5:30, there were still cop cars out there with their blue lights flashing. And curious thing though, a few days later, I got an email from one of the students in my summer class saying that she had missed the deadline for one of the quizzes. And she said she missed the deadline because there had been a terrible accident at her home, and attached pictures. And when I opened up the picture and look at it, it was the apartment right by my house with the car sticking right out of the wall. And so the resident of the apartment whose apartment got crushed was one of my students. Sorry for the noise. They're doing maintenance on the apartments here. And right now that maintenance is in the form of power washing the entire exterior of the buildings. Okay, walking across the bridge and now I am on campus. When we moved here in 2001, the first year we had a rental house that was pretty close to campus, but not right on campus. And when it became clear that I was going to get to keep my job permanently, we bought a house on a street that is right next to campus. And so I can walk over to my office in about 10 minutes. And if I get on my bike, it only takes about 4 or 5 minutes. Where was I going with that? I remember what I was going to say. So it was kind of a surprise to me that the resident of the apartment that got crashed into was one of my students. And you might wonder, well, why didn't you know this? And the answer is because I teach this class online. And unless there's some big problem, I never see any of the students face to face. And so I don't know them. So anyway, of course, I granted her an extension to get the quizzes done and all that. So anyway, that's enough about that. I thought the topic of my talk today should be headphones. I use several different kinds of headphones, and I thought I would talk about the kinds of headphones I have and what I use them for and that kind of thing. I'm sorry, it's going to sound like I'm getting all out of breath now because I've been walking. I didn't think I was that out of shape. It's not all that strenuous of walk that I'm doing. It's a little bit hot here. One other thing I want to say, though, before I get going any further, is that the microphone I'm using right now is a $2 microphone. Now, one of the barriers to recording HPR episodes that people have mentioned is a lack of a decent microphone. Well, I think with this episode, I can prove that you don't need to set the threshold very high to have a good enough microphone. This microphone, it's a little lapel mic with a windscreen, and I bought it not too long ago on Amazon. I bought three of them for $6 with free shipping. Now, this little microphone, you can buy them in quantities of like 500, and so I think it sounds pretty good, actually. To me, it certainly sounds better than what I would think of a $2 microphone sounding, and I've got it plugged into my Zoom H1 recorder, and so that's how I'm recording. I can see in the distance that we've got a whole bunch of freshmen for the fall semester on their orientation tour, walking around in red t-shirts and whatnot. Anyway, so I put the list of headphones on my phone so I wouldn't forget what they are. Okay, so in order of, I don't know, best to worst, maybe in no particular order, my most recent headphone acquisition, pair of Bose Quiet Comfort 15 headphones. And I had been wanting a pair of Bose Quiet Comfort for a long time, mostly to counteract the trumpet that you may have heard in previous episodes of mine that happens next door. I hear industrial noise coming from somewhere, and I'm going to try to walk away from it. That's probably just one of the giant air conditioners on campus. So the guy whose office is next door to mine is the trumpet professor. And, of course, a trumpet is a very loud instrument, and in our building we have absolutely no sound isolation from one office to another. And so for the longest time I thought, my gosh, I really need to get some kind of headphones or something to help keep this sound away from me. And so as a Christmas present last fall, I chose a pair of Bose Quiet Comfort 15 headphones. And if you keep up with this kind of thing, you'll know that that's not the most recent model. The most recent one is the Bose Quiet Comfort 25. But I wanted to try to get them used so I could save some money. Retail, they're like $300, and I just couldn't spending $300 on a pair of headphones. So I found a pair of QC15s on eBay for $160, including the shipping, and I bought them. And they're awesome. They're pretty comfortable. They sound amazing. I mean, the Bose headphones are really, really good quality. They sound amazing. The noise canceling is pretty effective, especially for white noise type things. Like if I were wearing them right now, walking over to my office, I would not hear any of the industrial noise that's probably coming through the microphone right now. So they're really good at canceling out that kind of thing. And it performs better than I thought it would against the trumpet also, as long as I'm listening to something. Now, sometimes people will wear the Quiet Comfort headphones without even listening to anything. They'll just turn on the noise cancellation to get rid of background noise. And if I wear them like that, I will still hear the trumpet. But if I'm listening to something like the wonderful Open Goldberg Variations or the Open Well Timber Clavier while I'm sitting at my desk and trumpet guy next door is playing his trumpet, I can barely hear the trumpet. So they actually work pretty well. The only negative that I have about the Bose Quiet Comfort, well, two negatives. One is that they require a battery. But the battery seems to last a very long time, and so that's not a huge problem. The other negative is that they're not as comfortable as I would like for them to be for headphones that cost that much money. They're pretty comfortable, but I wouldn't want to wear them for a really long time. The next best set of headphones I have is, actually, maybe I'll wait and talk about those because I can't remember the model number, but if I talk about the other ones first, then by the time I get to my office, I will be able to simply look at the headphones and tell you the model number. So another pretty cool pair of headphones I have is a pair of Aftershocks. Let me see. Aftershocks, that's spelled the word after followed by S-H-O-K-Z. Sports, and that is S-P-O-R-T-Z, M2 Bone Conduction Headphones. These are pretty cool headphones. They use this bone conduction technology, so there's nothing actually sticking in your ear or going over your ear. Instead, they rest on your temples and they conduct the sound through your bones. I'm going to pause for a second. I just passed a large group of incoming freshmen being conducted on their tour. The bone conduction headphones have these little pads that rest on your temples, and you can hear the music because it's like resonating in your skull or something. I don't know exactly how the technology works, but they work pretty well. I mean, the sound quality is nothing like you would get on, say, the Bose headphones. But it's perfectly good sound quality for listening to speech, like podcasts. And it's not terrible for music, as long as you're not trying to listen to them as an audio file. But the advantage of the bone conduction thing is that you can keep your ears wide open. And they market these to people like joggers and bikers, who, for safety's sake, should not have things stuck all the way in their ears where they can't hear cars coming, stuff like that. These Aftershocks bone conduction headphones also have a microphone, and so you can plug them into your phone and use them as a headset. And I use them almost any time I'm going to call my parents or some other place where I think I might be on the phone for more than 2 or 3 minutes. I'll put on this headset and use it that way so I can talk hands-free, and it works amazingly well for that. Okay, I'm approaching the intersection of McKinley and St. Mary, which is where my building is located. You can probably hear all the cars. And I see another group. Oh, there's a group of parents and students over there getting their tour. The summertime is when they do a lot of the orientation stuff here. So students either who are thinking of coming here or who have already committed to come here and have to go through orientation, they're all over campus right now. Crossing the street. So the next pair of headphones that I'll talk about is my Sony. I have some Sony earbud type headphones that that hook over the ear and rest that way. I've had bad luck with earbuds because for some reason my ears just are not shaped the right way, and so earbuds just fall right out. But I really like the kind of earbuds that have these little clips that go over your ear and hold them in place. So the headphones I use the most in terms of hours, like just day in and day out, my go-to headphones for listening to most things is just these Sony. They are the MDR J10H ear headphones with non-slip design. And I think I paid about $20 for them, but when I looked on Amazon, they were priced at $34.99. So I don't really know the deal with that. Okay, I've just walked into my building.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Okay, I am now in my office, so no more noise. So now you know exactly how long it takes me to walk to work every day. So the Sony thing, they don't sound great, but they sound good enough, and they're lightweight, and they don't fall out of my ears, and they have those little hooks that go over your ears, but that also means I can kind of hook them over my shirt collar and hold them there when I'm not actually using them in my ears. So that's my most often used pair of headphones. Okay, so now I'm sitting at my desk and looking at the Sennheiser headphones. This is the Sennheiser MD500A, or wait, is that HD? Hang on. HD. One of the letters was rubbed off. The Sennheiser HD500A headphones. These have large ear pads that go completely over the ear, but they're also kind of open. I mean, they do not cancel out any sound at all. And these headphones are the best ones I have for listening to stuff in high definition when there is no environmental noise that I need to contend with. Like, since Trumpet Guy is not here right now, it's summertime and he doesn't come around that much in the summer. If I wanted to listen to something, I would put these headphones on. They sound absolutely amazing, and they're extremely comfortable. The Bose ones are not quite as comfortable. They're not terrible, but these, I mean, they feel like air. They're so lightweight. They're so comfortable. I could wear them for hours and never notice that they're on my head. Absolutely love these headphones, but they do not block out noise at all. So that's the only downside for those. I think they cost about, they're 8 or 10 years old now, but I think they were about $150 new back then. And there's probably some newer model or comparable thing available now. Okay, so let's see. I've talked about the Bose, Sennheiser, Aftershocks, the Sony. Okay, the very last ones I want to talk about are the Howard Light 1030110 Sync Noise Blocking Stereo Ear Muffs. This is a little bit of different thing here. Before I ever got noise canceling headphones, I wanted to have something I could wear when I was working outside in the yard or doing other things where I needed to block out noise and still be able to listen at a decent level. And I found these things on Amazon. They're very affordable. I think they're about $30, $35. And they are earmuffs. And so they're great for when you're doing things like mowing the yard or hammering things. If you're doing something very loud or in an environment that's really loud, you can wear these and then plug in your audio source to it. You can wear them just as earmuffs, or you can plug in an audio cable and use them as headphones at the same time. And the reason these are so great for that is because they block out the sound really well in terms of reducing the decibels of potentially dangerous sounds in your environment. But also that means that you can listen to your music or your podcast at simply a normal volume. Whereas if you were using earbuds or something like that, you'd have to turn them way up to dangerous levels to be able to hear them at all. This allows you to listen at a safe level and have those annoying sounds blocked out. So they're pretty cool. They're very uncomfortable, though, so I don't wear them for long periods of time. I mean, almost any earmuff is going to be uncomfortable because they squeeze your head so hard. But anyway, that is a rundown of my headphones. And with that, I think I'm going to start walking back home. I'll close my office door and start walking out the front here.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
One of the tour guides for the many incoming freshmen just came racing in the building looking for the restrooms. Okay, and now I'm back outside and heading back home. So I think that's probably enough. I'm going to sign off now, and next time I'll probably go back to my normal mode of simply sitting at my desk in a quiet environment and recording a podcast. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you later. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.